Authors looking to navigate the maze of marketing and publishing challenges can get a roadmap at a Winter Writers Weekend. It's the brainchild of Karen Hodges Miller, publisher and CEO of Open Door Publications. Karen, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Nice to be here.
Perhaps consonant with a nimble business strategy in 2014, you are essentially the chief cook and bottle washer for Open Door Publications. Tell us about it.
It sort of evolved as Amazon, as the internet, as social media has taken shape. The whole world of publishing has changed. And I was watching a lot of good books not get published under traditional methods. And I wanted to start helping authors who were not as attractive to the traditional publishers get their message out there.
Of course, it's relatively easy to self-publish now, though how do you bring that work to a public?
The first thing is to be professional. There is a difference between self-publishing and do-it-yourself. You have to get a professional editor. You have to get someone who knows how to format a book in both print and ebook. You have to have a proofreader.
So how deep do your pockets have to be to start down that path?
I think that if you really want to do a professional book, you need to start with about $3,000 to $5,000 just to get a good professional book started, and then you need to market.
Now, for purposes of definition, when you say book, do you mean something like this?
We are telling people these days you want to have a paper book, you want to have an ebook, you want to have your ebook formatted for both Mobi and EPUB. That's so that they can be read on Kindles or Nooks.
But are ebooks especially eating into the slender margins of publishers?
Ebooks are a promotional tool. Yes, it's a slender margin. But once it is formatted, an ebook costs nothing to distribute to the public. So it is a really great way to get your name out to as many people as possible.
You mentioned Amazon. Let's at least touch on it. It started some 20 years ago, and at the onset, it was a bookseller. And now it's changing the very industry itself as it expands into the publishing realm.
I call Amazon the entity that authors love to hate. We need it. We can't self-publish without it. You're going to get a very small portion of money from them, but you will not have any better way to get your book out. Wasn't possible 20 years ago.
With that market changing so rapidly, who among us could have predicted 10 years out what it would be like here in 2014? So here's your chance. Could you venture a guess what things might be like in 2024 for publishers and authors?
I think that paper books are going to be less important. Ebooks are going to be more important. There are beginning to be some interactive ebooks. That is one of the ways it's coming.
But still books.
Still books. We want to read. We want the information. Books are always going to be important.
Karen Hodges Miller, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you.
Karen Hodges Miller is publisher and CEO of Open Door Publications. The enterprise is hosting the second annual Winter Writers Weekend in Lambertville, New Jersey.